You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Tell me of the God man who bore all the blame. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. When you preach the gospel, you shouldn't be ashamed.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for a little sermon review here on Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, the 1st of February. The sermon comes from James Douthwaite, who's pastor at St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia. It was preached on Mark chapter 1, where Jesus is in the synagogue in Capernaum, and he casts out an unclean spirit. Every time we review a sermon, we want to have the same simple diagnostic at work, whether the sermon is good or bad. How often is Jesus mentioned is task number one. Keep a running tally of how often you hear Jesus specifically mentioned. If he's mentioned once, it doesn't do you much good. You're listening for those sermons where Jesus is mentioned all over the place, where he's mentioned numerous times. Then, if he's mentioned often in the sermon, you want to go on to part two, which is Jesus the subject of the verbs? It's a grammatical question, but it's important nonetheless. That is Jesus doing the action? Is he doing the verbs in this sermon? And if Jesus is mentioned often and is subject of the verbs, you have to answer one more question, and that is, what are the verbs? Are these the verbs of modern psychology and personal self-improvement and kind of pursuing your own personal well-being that we find so often in the pulpit, where you're there to fulfill your purpose, Jesus is there to help you, you're there to become a better Christian, Jesus is there to show you how or train you or root for you? Or are they the verbs that Scripture ascribed to Jesus, the Jesus who lives and suffers and dies and rises again for you? So how often is Jesus mentioned? Is he the subject of the verbs? And what are those verbs? And with our diagnostic in hand, let's go straight to the sermon for review. It comes from Pastor James Douthwaite of St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia. Sermon preached on Mark chapter 1, the latter part of the chapter, where Jesus heals a man with an unclean spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus was in Capernaum on the Sabbath and went to church. Nothing unusual about that. And he was teaching. Again, nothing unusual about that. What was unusual was that he was teaching as one who had authority, not like the usual teachers of that day, the scribes. For the scribes taught as ones under the authority of another, and rightly so, for so they were. But Jesus taught as if he was under the authority of no one. In fact, as if he was the authority. And so the people we heard were astonished. Awestruck. No one had ever heard this done before. What did it mean? Who was this Jesus? Well, if the people who were there that day didn't know what to make of it, there was one in that group who did. For in response, in immediate response, Mark tells us, to Jesus' authority, a man with an unclean spirit cries out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Now, several things strike me about this account. First, it seems as if no one knew there was a man with an unclean spirit among them. They all went to church on the Sabbath like normal. They all sat in their regular pews, in their regular places, like normal, like good Lutherans. They saw their friends and neighbors, and everything seemed to be fine. So maybe people with unclean spirits, people possessed by demons, don't always look like raving lunatics. Sometimes, you know, they look normal, like you and me. Like you and me. Sometimes I get questions about this, about unclean spirits and demon possession, and why it seems that happened so much in Jesus' day and not so much today. Well, maybe it is happening today. Maybe those folks just look normal and regular, like that day in Capernaum. We know Satan isn't going to rest. He doesn't get tired as we do, and in fact, as the end grows closer with each day that goes by, he is, if anything, increasing his efforts to keep people away from and separate them from Jesus. So don't be fooled. And isn't it the case that we are often surprised at those who are possessed, in a sense, by unclean spirits? When people who are looked up to, who are in positions of power, who are leaders, suddenly become the subject of scandal. When secret addictions and possessions suddenly, or immediately, as Mark would say, become known. Those who are possessed by lust or sexuality or drugs usually make the headlines, but that's not all. People become possessed by all kinds of unclean spirits, of anger and bitterness and revenge, of false beliefs and destructive philosophies, of greed and despair and pride, and how many more? Possessing our minds, possessing our hearts, possessing our bodies, enslaving us to sins of all kinds. And how about you? Who would be surprised at the unclean spirits that torment you? The sins that so entice you and seek to enslave you? You who all look so normal. So together, so good. But is it true? I think maybe these kinds of unclean spirits are even more dangerous. At least when you see a raving lunatic, you know that he's a raving lunatic.
I like what he's doing here. I mean, just to pause briefly, what Pastor Douthwaite is doing here is he's saying, look, we don't have to sit there and simply be observers of this narrative in Mark's gospel of a man who has an unclean spirit and consider some sort of anomaly. Maybe the problem is more widespread than we think. Maybe the problem is not only so widespread that it spreads to others, but it spreads even to us and our uncleanness. It's a great way to approach the proclamation of the law in this sermon, staying right with the text. Let's go back to the sermon.
And the danger is obvious. But these others are so insidious. They seem so harmless. Maybe even fun and pleasurable and good. And worst of all, maybe even manageable. And we think, I can handle it. I can manage it. Don't be fooled. The powerful lure leads to a powerful trap and slavery to sin. Don't be fooled when things look normal, when everything seems all right and going well. Maybe that's the time to be most awake and alert. But here's the second thing. If the people that day don't know what to make of Jesus and his authoritative teaching and are not sure who he is, that unclean spirit sure knew. That unclean spirit may not at first have known who this Jesus of Nazareth who came into church that day was. But immediately when it heard those words in authority, it knew. It knew that word in authority well. That word in authority that created the heavens and the earth. That word in authority that commands the heavenly hosts of angels. That word in authority that had cast Satan and his followers, including this unclean spirit, out of heaven. That word in authority was now on earth. And speaking with that same authoritative word. And so immediately, because it could not endure those words for even a moment, immediately the Spirit cries out in agony and fear, in subjection and humiliation. It knew the voice of God when it heard it.
All right, we'll take a pause here, and when we come back, we'll continue with our sermon review. This is a sermon preached Sunday by Pastor James Douthwaite of St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia, talking about Jesus healing a man with an unclean spirit, and the uncleanness is more pervasive than we often like to admit. But what will Jesus do with us in our uncleanness? We'll get the answer to that question as our sermon review continues on this Wednesday afternoon, February the 1st. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc.
Hi, this is Pastor Dan Kistler of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Pacifica, California. A small congregation on the Pacific Coast just south of San Francisco, we invite you to join us as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that He won for us on the cross and now delivers to us through His Word, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. For more information about us or for free downloadable sermons, visit our website at oursaviorspacifica.com. God's peace be with you always in our Savior, Jesus Christ.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're doing a little sermon review for the next 10 minutes of the program, a sermon preached by Pastor James Douthwaite of St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia, talking about Jesus healing the man with an unclean spirit in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel. We will post the text of this very sermon at our website under the Listen on Demand page, issuesetc.org.
Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. There's another immediately, although Mark doesn't use the word there, but it's clear. The unclean spirit is compelled. It is no longer in control. It is forced to submit and come out. And here is the good news of this story for you and me. That whatever sins or uncleanness or unclean spirits seek to possess you, haunt you, entice you, or enslave you, they can no longer rule you. For Jesus has come. He has come to expel them and set you free. For while expelling an unclean spirit in a little church in Capernaum may seem like small potatoes, its significance lies in the fact that it is the opening skirmish in a war that will lead to the cross, where the true power of God will be seen. For if it was in Capernaum that the unclean spirits heard what Jesus had to say to them, it is from the cross where we hear what Jesus has to say to us. Father, forgive them. For with the blood that flowed from the Lamb of God from the cross, the blood of the perfect and innocent one sacrificed for the sin of the world, the blood of the New Testament, our forgiveness, our cleansing is won. We are not expelled. We are forgiven. We are cleansed. That is the new teaching of Jesus the people heard that day in Capernaum. The gospel. That in Him, in Jesus, God was reconciling the world to Himself. In Him, the Old Testament was being fulfilled. In Him, the unclean are clean again. Jesus wasn't preaching a new law, but the forgiveness of sins. And the cleansing He came to bring. And then Jesus showed it and did it. In effect, trading places with the man possessed, Jesus would take his uncleanness and captivity to death and set this man free. That was the new wonderful teaching those people heard and saw that day. And it is the wonderful teaching we now hear and see today. For that Jesus, that authority, that wonderful cleansing and freedom is still the gospel showing up in churches all over the world. For this authority Jesus has now given to His church on earth to proclaim and give this wonderful forgiveness to all nations, in His name. For He took the uncleanness and captivity of all nations upon Himself on the cross. He really and truly traded places with us all, that we be set free. The unclean made clean again. And so when you are baptized, that is Jesus today speaking, come out of Him. Depart, unclean spirit, and make way for the Holy Spirit. You may rule in this one, my child, no longer. And so you are set free from your uncleanness and your bondage to sin and death. For baptism is not just water, but the full power and authority of the cross applied to you. And when you hear the words of absolution, that is Jesus speaking today, be silent. To silence the accusations of Satan against you. To silence your guilty heart and conscience. To silence the doubts and fears within you. For you are forgiven all your sins. And so you are clean. Clean, for absolution is not just words, but the full power and authority of the cross applied to you. And so you are free. Free not to return to your uncleanness and death, but to live as a child of God. To rule over the sin in you, not to be ruled by it. Like that day in Capernaum, the voice of God has spoken, and it is true. The unclean spirits know it. So believe this word spoken to you. A forgiveness, a freedom, of adoption. Maybe it's hard to believe because you still feel the temptations, the pulls and the lure of sin. All your flesh is still a traitor, and the sin you really do not want to do, you do. The lashing out, the impulsive words and actions, the falling back in weakness, the questions and doubts. And Satan right there to take advantage of it all, trying to convince you that you really are no child of God. You are not clean. You're unclean. It's all wishful thinking. You left your baptism a long time ago. Those words of forgiveness are meant for others, not you. But it's not Jesus' words that are hollow and untrue. It is Satan's words that are hollow and untrue. You are a child of God. You are forgiven and clean. And that you may be renewed and strengthened in this reality, the powerful and authoritative voice of Jesus speaks again, saying to you, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Take and drink. This is my blood of the New Testament shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And those words mean what they say. They are not hollow and untrue. Jesus feeds you with his very body and blood, for you are his. You are clean. You are free. So depart in peace. Like that man in Capernaum that day. He entered tormented. He departed in peace. Jesus made all the difference. And so for you, however you entered here today, whatever sins tormenting you, whatever worries consuming you, whatever burdens weighing you down, Jesus sets you free. That unclean spirit in Capernaum was almost right when it said that Jesus is the Holy One of God. Not quite. He is your Holy One, your Savior. Your forgiveness, your joy, your peace and rest. That will finally and fully all be revealed on the last day when Jesus' resurrection becomes your resurrection. But it is no less true now. You are his and he is yours. You are clean. Depart. In peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And as I mentioned before, we'll have a text of this sermon at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, a sermon preached by Pastor James Douthwaite of Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia, on Jesus casting out the unclean, and he is declaring us to be clean in those tangible exercises of his divine authority, absolution, baptism, the Lord's Supper. Beautiful way to bring the text straight to us on this day. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues, Etc. A little audio open lines to kick things off. A woman has been, well, she's been found guilty of stealing nearly $1 million from the Archdiocese of New York. She did it a little bit by a little bit, small amounts by small amounts, and it sure did add up. She was caught, and it turns out it wasn't the first time she's been found guilty of fraud and theft. And yet she was hired by the church because they had no criminal background policy. Is the church too trusting when it comes to who handles its money and how that money is handled? I want your answer to that question. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can see the CBS story there, and you can leave your comment there or get ready to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Audio open lines in hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.